here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Welcome back. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So if you want to weigh in that way, go ahead. Let me go ahead and hit some of the top stories going on in the news right now. First of all, a jury has said that Alex Jones, the talk radio host for InfoWars, known for his... really a lot of conspiracy theories. Well, one of his conspiracy theories was that Sandy Hook shooting was a hoax and that it was a false flag, meaning the government actually set it up. And so he's been sued by all the families. That's been an ongoing thing. The jury now says that he should pay $960 million to the people who suffered from his lies. $965 million in the second trial. Apparently he's going to be joining bankruptcy mediation now. That's true. That's actually another part of that story, is that Alex Jones is now getting involved in bankruptcy. For the first time in months, new car prices have dropped just slightly. Talk about that just a little bit more later, but that is a sign of inflation coming down when car prices are starting to drop just a little bit. Russian authorities have arrested 8 individuals following the Crimea bridge blast. This has happened over the weekend, and they say that Ukrainian's intel chief is responsible for the bridge attack. They've arrested eight individuals. They say were responsible for that. The Federal Reserve had their meeting today. The minutes showed, well, not today, but they last week, and the minutes showed that they expect the higher interest rates to remain in place for quite some time. They believe that we will continue to be dealing with high inflation, and so they're going to keep the rates in place to help get that to come down. Then the Treasury Department is basically looking into an allegation that Governor DeSantis from here in Florida used COVID relief money in order to fund the migrant flights. Also, there's a third lawsuit now going against Governor DeSantis in the state of Florida from some watchdog group pertaining to this the migrant flights. Which, by the way, the state of Florida says they're going to keep doing. We're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep flying them out of state and into Democrat-run cities and states. And I think that's a positive thing. Just keep on doing it. And they're not backing down off of it. L.A. City Council meeting. I don't know if you saw this, but this thing's going viral. L.A. City Council meeting was derailed after protests came up. Well, these protests were like, I guess there were some racist comments by some... LA City Council members that were leaked online. People showed up at this LA City Council meeting and, oh my gosh, like F-bomb, like cursing at them. It was like, oh, yes, this definitely went off the rails here. Oh boy. It was pretty crazy. U.S. is going to support Haiti's police and deliver aid to counter gangs in Haiti. And then I got a couple more stories for you, but first let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Really nothing to slow you down this afternoon. I-10 and I-110 looking good. We do have our typical afternoon traffic, some slow-moving traffic on University Parkway getting on to Davis Highway is going to be present, as well as going into downtown Milton in the westbound direction over Blackwater River is slow moving per usual. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So a couple other stories here for you. Wholesale prices rose 0.4% in September. And showing that once again, inflation is still rising. So inflation, wholesale prices rose for the first time in 3 months. It rose 0.4%. Also, prices overall jumped 8.5% compared to a year ago. So even though we just talked about how new car prices dropped for the first time in a very long time, they only just went down just a little bit. They did. We're seeing other evidence that basically that inflation is still persisting is what it comes down to it. The FDA has cleared an updated coronavirus booster for children as young as 5 years old. I just blows my mind that anybody would be willing to vaccinate their kid that's 5 years old with COVID-19 experimental vaccine. I cannot fathom it. Can't fathom it. But I have friends. They posted on there on social media. They're so excited. They're vaccinating their 6-year-old and 7-year-old. And trying to tout, like, this is such a great thing. They're like, they're somehow saving the world by vaccinating a kid who's got 0.00% chance of dying from getting COVID. But okay. And then finally, new evidence is showing once again that Trump was warned of potential violence on January 6th. We know that already. That's why they asked for added security. And Nancy Pelosi refused to provide it. And finally, another story here that I was not really... Well, actually, not. I got two more stories. ACT scores have fallen to the lowest level since 1991, which not really a big surprise to me to see that. And then the Raiders, Devontae Adams, we talked about this yesterday, being charged with a misdemeanor now for shoving a photographer. Misdemeanor assault is what he's being charged for. And if you heard me yesterday, you know how I feel about that.
I was going to say, do you want to unrail on that again? That's crazy.
I did earlier. A friend of mine called me up and says, do you see this about Devontae Adams? And I was like, what's that? He's like, he's getting charged with misdemeanor assault. I just went off. I was like, you know what? The guy practically stepped on him. So I would charge him with reckless driving. And I'd sue him for reckless driving. And be like, what do you mean reckless driving? He almost stepped on me. He obviously doesn't know what he's doing. In fact, he's probably drunk. So I'm going to sue him for reckless drunk driving. He's like, you can't sue somebody for that. Well, you shouldn't be able to sue for misdemeanor assault when you bump into somebody and they push you out of their way, especially when that person had the right of way. This is like the guy who ran on the football field on Monday Night Football a couple weeks ago, and the NFL player... tackled him, and he's suing that NFL player too for misdemeanor assault. What is happening? That's like somebody going to a shooting range and walking across the shooting range while people are shooting and then get shot and go, I'm suing you guys for shooting me. It's like, you went across the shooting range. What? I don't understand how you know what? I feel like the person who files the misdemeanor assault ought to go to jail for 30 days. You ought to go to jail for being stupid. Okay, so you filed a misdemeanor assault, but you're the stupid one who ran into the NFL player. You're the stupid one who ran onto the football field. So instead of misdemeanor assault against him, you're going to go to jail for 30 days for filing a frivolous lawsuit. That's what we need to do with all these frivolous lawsuits. Just throw them in jail for 30 days with, like, the rapists and the murderers, with the worst of the worst. That will stop frivolous lawsuits really quick in America. I'm tired. This is stupid. How are we so... entitled that you think you can just bump into somebody and when they shove you off of them and you trip and fall because your fat clumsy butt falls and then you're going to go ahead and sue them? Like, if you had good balance, maybe you wouldn't have fell. Oh my gosh, I can't take it. Oh geez, it's so entitled. I just serenity now. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up next, Top Trending News with David Wayne in the newsroom. I gotta tell ya, sometimes she gets moved. A couple of responses to the top stories going on here. I don't like Alex Jones, but it is crazy to me that we can be sued for $1 billion just for being wrong on a radio show. That's kind of what I didn't say that. I didn't give an opinion about it, but because look, I don't like Alex Jones. I've mentioned before, he actually used to listen to my show when I lived in Texas, and he used to call in and stuff, and we would get into arguments about stuff all the time. But it's an opinion, and you can sue somebody for $1 billion because he says something. I agree. Here's another text. We were talking about new car prices have dropped just slightly. I'm a potential new car buyer, but refuse to purchase one as long as there continues to be dealer markups. It's a form of price gouging. Well, there has been, having worked in the car industry a lot, and I work with car dealerships still around the country, I understand. I understand why they do dealer markup, because you'd be surprised at how many of those vehicles they actually don't make a lot of money on. But, with a huge but, there's a lot of dealers whose dealer markup is, well, it's astronomical. And that's one way that they get around manufacturers' MSRP. So they'll have some hot commodity vehicle, and the manufacturer says, you can't sell this vehicle for more than 102% of value or whatever. And next thing you know, they're selling it for $15,000 higher than sticker price. And you're like, how'd they get away with that? Dealer markup. And that is price gouging, actually. And so, yeah, I agree with you on that one. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour, and it's presented by Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Let me tell you about Christina Leavenworth. Now, we all know the real estate market is crazy right now and unpredictable too. But if you've got a home to sell, well, that's why I'd call an expert like Christina Leavenworth. Now, she sells more homes for more money than anybody else here in our area. She does that because she has pre-qualified buyers. They're lined up. They're ready to go, ready to purchase homes today. Homes just like yours. So if you've got one to sell, give her a call. Christina Leavenworth at 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. Now, Christina and her team, they can sell your home quickly. Give them a call. Find out what she can do for you. 850-723-9158. Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Now, on to top trending news this hour. Well, first on the docket, Bobby, you mentioned it a few minutes ago. Alex Jones, a Connecticut jury, has ordered him to pay nearly $1 billion to multiple families of Sandy Hook victims. Of course, the host and conspiracy theorist had already been found liable by a judge over his claims that the Sandy Hook massacre was a hoax. Again, that verdict, nearly $1 billion today. Bad news for inflation. Prices rising faster than expected. Numbers out from the Labor Department showing the PPI, or the price that businesses get for what they produce, jumped by 0.4%, higher than most experts had been predicting. And Bobby, two men who used those lead weights to win the fishing tournament in Ohio, now indicted.
42-year-old Jacob Runyon and 35-year-old Chase Kaminsky were each indicted on counts of cheating, attempted grand theft, possessing criminal tools, and unlawful possession of wild animals. If the two had won the walleye tournament on September 30th, they would have received a total prize of nearly $29,000. If the two are convicted, both men could lose their fishing licenses. Kaminsky and Ryan are scheduled to be arraigned October 26th. I'm Greg Anthony.
Whew, boy, I could take a fine, I could take time in prison, but don't take my fishing license.
That's right, don't take the fishing license.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. How's a man supposed to eat or enjoy themselves quietly? I guess they could fish. They just can't catch anything. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Sometimes it just works out like that, too.
That's true.
But we are seeing our everyday slow traffic on 98. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze, you're going to start seeing those slowdowns around Gulf Breeze proper, and heading over to Tiger Point is where it'll start to clear up once you get into Tiger Point. So just keep that in mind. Eastbound direction on 98 is slow moving. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays in 29 north and southbound lanes checking in clear. See something else? Just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we do have an update, the latest update on COVID-19 in our state. And I'll let you know what's going on in Florida. That's next. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So here in the state of Florida, we actually did have an increase of positive cases of COVID. It's gone up 7%. The reason why I bring this up is because the northern states are starting to warn that they're seeing a spike in COVID. So I had to look up ours and see what's going on. And, well, we have 7% more cases. That's only 10,000 in the state, but still something to keep an eye on.
They were warned by the FBI of Russian interference with the election. So when this Hunter Biden story popped up, they assumed that was Russian propaganda. Now he's saying, you know, now looking back, we realize it wasn't Russian propaganda.
Oopsie.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let me get to, well, first of all, let me tell you a couple things here. We do have some Florida State University tickets we're going to be giving away next hour. They're playing number 4 Clemson this week, so a pretty big game right there. We got the tickets for you. Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk is coming up October 29th at Seville Square. You're invited to walk the walk, raise funds, bring your friends, and celebrate with survivors. Registration activities begin at 8. Walk is at 9. Once again, October 29th. Get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. Coming up on October 20th, we're going to be carrying the WSRE PBS broadcast of Rally 2022. It's going to be at 7 o'clock on October 20th. And this features covers 5 races: U.S. Congressional District 1, Senate District 1 and 2, and Florida House District 1 and 2. So we'll be carrying that live for you right here on News Radio 92.3, October 20th. It's a Thursday at 7 o'clock. And if you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Top 3 stories here. Federal officials expect higher rates to remain in place. The minutes show that they plan on that they also think that inflation is going to persist for quite some time. Alex Jones, the talk radio host, has been ordered to pay Sandy Hook families $960 million, nearly $1 billion, for claiming that the Sandy Hook shooting was a hoax or a false flag. And a false flag, anyway. And then finally, Russian authorities have arrested 8 people following the Crimea bridge blast that happened last week. Now, I got a text here. Bobby, what are your thoughts on Russia? Do you think there's any substance to the nuclear claims? When will he stop? Is it Kiev or bust, or can we stop somewhere before they take that? So breaking this down real quick, what I think is going to go on with Russia? I've been saying for a while that, one, Russia's not as powerful as what we might have thought they would be. Like, we think Russia is the United States. They're not. I mean, honestly, we think that Britain is the United States. Yet you go visit Britain and you go to hotels and they have shared bathrooms on a hotel room, on a hotel floor. And you're like, what is this? Why do we have a communal bathroom? Like, I'm in a dorm. What is happening? I thought England was like the United States. Nope. United States is head and shoulders above every other country. And so we think of that with Russia, like, oh, Russia's Russia's got a powerful military like us. Nope. And here's a good example. They were in Afghanistan for 10 years fighting the Taliban for 10 years. And finally, they just went, OK, so we've been going for 10 years. I think people are paying attention to some other things globally right now. They're not watching us anymore. So we're just going to kind of sneak back into Russia and pretend like we never fought this battle. I think that's kind of what's going to happen. I think if we do not get involved, if no other NATO countries get involved to help Ukraine, this will just drag out. I don't think that he's going to go to nuclear weapons. I think this is just going to drag out for years and years and years, just like Afghanistan did. If he's able to get to Kyiv, then yes. If they're able to get to Kyiv and take over the capital city and then therefore, quote unquote, annex the entire country, then it will be over that way as well. So it's either going to end with him actually taking over Ukraine and then all of us just having to go, okay, well, he won the land, so, and just recognizing it, or it's going to end with them just eventually going, okay, we're going to back out. That's what I think is going to happen. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and then we'll get your sports hit.
We do have an accident right now on Woodbine Road. It's off of Pearl Ridge Road. Seeing some major slowdowns in both directions on Woodbine as well as leading onto Highway 90. It's due to an overturned vehicle. We do have authorities on scene getting it cleared up. But again, if you're on Woodbine going either in the north or southbound lanes, what you'll see slowdowns as well as that's leading onto Highway 90 as well, getting in and out of Pace. So keep that in mind. Seeing some slow-moving traffic on I-10 right now. This is going to be in between Pine Forest and 29, and we have our everyday afternoon slowdowns on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point in the eastbound direction. Expect some delays. See something else? Just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit. Let's go over to Major League Baseball. So right now it's a rain delay between the Phillies and the Atlanta Braves. This game is on Fox, so it's supposed to have started a while ago, but just rain delay, we're going to have to wait. Coming up at 7:35 on FS1, Fox Sports 1 will be the Padres against the Dodgers. And Dodgers lead that series 1-0. By the way, Phillies lead that series 1-0. NHL preseason is going to be on ESPN Plus with Columbus Blue Jackets against Carolina at 6 o'clock, followed by Toronto and Montreal. Then on TNT at 6 o'clock will be Boston against Washington, and followed by Chicago against Colorado. That'll be on TNT for NHL preseason. NBA preseason is going to be on ESPN with Brooklyn Nets against the Bucks, followed by the Timberwolves against the Lakers, and both of those are on ESPN. But then we also have some college football here on a Wednesday. University of Louisiana is going to be playing Marshall on ESPN2. And Louisiana Raging Cajuns are 2-3. Marshall Thundering Herd are 3-2. So that's your college football for tonight. And then in sports news here, we talked about it a little bit earlier. Raiders wide receiver Davante Adams has been charged with a misdemeanor assault by the Kansas City Chiefs police for that Monday Night Football shove. And it just drives me bonkers. It drives me bonkers. Like, it's not an assault. Like, the guy ran into him. And anyway, Odell Beckham Jr. says L.A. is where he wants to be, but they didn't offer him anything. So he's still just a free agent. Patriots coach Bill Belichick offers a few clues about quarterback Mac Jones' status on week 6, you know, which he always does. He's always very tight-lipped. Giants kicker. So remember, the New York Giants just played their football game on Sunday in London. Their kicker is still in London. Apparently he has some passport issues, and he can't make it out of the country. Uh-oh. Then let's see here. Over in the Miami Dolphins, say they're not sure that Tua Tagovailoa won't play this week. Right now he's ruled out and he's been practicing, but they said there's a chance he still might play. Dak Prescott for the Cowboys has begun throwing in practice this today as well. Then the Dolphins are also optimistic that Tyreek Hill will play against the Vikings. And finally, the Warriors have decided to suspend They've decided to fine Draymond Green for punching a teammate. They're not going to suspend him. So there you go. What? No assault charges? It's practice. I'm like, just okay. Anyway, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So I saw this story here that Cubans are continuing to arrive off the Florida Keys before and after Hurricane Ian. So we know that, you know, we often get Cubans making that dangerous journey from Cuba to the Florida Keys, about 90 miles. And I guess it takes about 4 hours usually. And I guess a lot of them, I don't know why they're doing it during a hurricane, but apparently a lot of them were starting to make the trip before and after the hurricane, and they're therefore possibly even being caught in a hurricane or on the edge of a hurricane. You end up getting quite a few people who have been arriving. But in the meantime, U.S. Coast Guard has been trying to do a search and rescue efforts over the past couple of weeks after it was reported that many Cubans were lost at sea. Oh, boy. Speaking of which, I didn't share this story before. I'm going to go ahead and share it now. Was it last week? Oh, I'm sorry. I need to correct myself here. Yes, thank you. I made a major error. NHL is in the regular season now. Their opening night was last night. Yes, I NBA is still preseason. NHL is now in the regular season. Thank you very much for that correction. So I met a guy a couple weeks ago. I was actually walking I didn't have very far to go, but I just needed to go somewhere, and I was just walking down there, and this guy stopped me and was just like, "Hey, you need a ride?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And so I take a ride. I know that's weird. All my friends are always like, "Why do you always take a ride with strangers?" I'm like, "Why not? I don't know. They're being nice. I'll take rides with them. I don't know. I just do." So I always get a ride with strangers. So I get a ride with this guy. It's like a maybe 5 minute ride is all it was. No big deal. And he has an accent. So I asked him where he's from. And he told me he's originally from Cuba. And I was like, all right, cool. So he made his way all the way here from South Florida is what I figured, right? Then he starts to tell me about that his family actually lives in South Florida. And I was like, why don't you live down there? You know, what brought you up this way? And he said, well, actually, I'm in a witness protection type program. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, he has basically like political asylum from Cuba. And he was a history teacher. He was a history teacher there and was teaching things that the government didn't like. That he said, basically what he said is, they were wanting him to leave out certain things that were accurate about their history, but they like to try to keep it, you know, fluffed. And one day he was sitting there teaching at a university, and the police came in, apprehended him, took him away, and tortured him, electrocuted him, actually pulled out some of his teeth. He was showing me. And then started beating him, broke his back in four different places. He was in a wheelchair for 2 years. And then basically once he got out of the wheelchair, he got strong enough to try to escape. He did not make the trip to the Florida Keys in 4 hours. It took him, 20 days. Actually, he floated out the wrong way, I guess, and was finally rescued about the time where he thought he was just going to die. And he's now been in America for about a year and a half and was sharing the story with me. And I was just like blown away. Like this, it's just crazy when you actually meet somebody who's gone through these trials and ordeals and just realize like how blessed I am, right? That I don't have to deal with that kind of stuff. But yeah, he's very grateful to be here in America. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadblock on Woodbine Road has cleared up, so we're not seeing a lot of slowdowns on Woodbine, but we are still seeing some major slowdowns on Highway 90 in Pace. This is going to be going in the eastbound direction, getting into Pace on Highway 90. We also have a small accident on Chemukla Highway just off of Highway 90 off of Omega Street. So keep that in mind, too. Seeing some slight slowdowns there. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Let's go over to David in the newsroom real quick. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, jury deliberations underway in the sentencing trial for Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz today. The jury is sequestered as they decide whether Cruz will spend life in prison or whether they'll recommend the death penalty.
All right. Yeah, I saw that as well. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, here's a question for you. So pretty much every car has a governor on it. A governor limits the speed in which you can go. It has a top speed. Usually that top speed is around 155 miles an hour. Oftentimes you'll get a car rental and they might have a different governor on there that will limit it even further, or particularly like a moving van. They'll have major governors on there. There is some conversation going on by the National Transportation Safety Board about forcing manufacturers to change that governor to be a GPS based governor. What this would do is the GPS would be able to recognize what road you're on and therefore what the speed limit is of that road, and your vehicle will not be able to go above that speed limit. I know, there's a whole bunch of you right now just cursed. It's all right. It's all right. Right now, it looks like it's just an idea. It's not going to get implemented anytime soon. But apparently they've been testing something like this in New York City with government vehicles. If you hit a speed limit, an alarm goes off and the accelerator cuts out and what makes you slow down. But there is an override button that lets you speed for 15 seconds in case you need to merge or pass or something like that. So there's a 15 second booster you can get. I know it's going to drive some people nuts. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get, I don't have time for Sign of the Apocalypse. Dang it. All right, I'll hit it in 6 o'clock hour.